And I'll read the passage. 2 Chronicles 25. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbal, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad, the king's seer, and Nathan, the prophet, for so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. And in chapter 9, verse 29, now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Silonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer, concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat?
And there's another verse, 1 Chronicles 29:29, right? The acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel, the seer, in the book of Nathan, the prophet, the book of Gad, the seer. I think one of the things that we note is that what we have in our hands is the inspired word of God. But it doesn't mean that, well, I should say it this way, that God introduces that there were others who were keeping records as well. It was very common in those days that there would be many who kept chronicles or notes as to events that took place, but they were not grafted in to the inspired word of God. So it's true that the acts of David, the acts of some of the others that are mentioned, the other kings that were mentioned, that Nathan, that Samuel, that the book of Gad, the seer, that they also recorded the events and the acts and the conduct of these kings. But God, in a very special way, as we know, he moved men of old. The Spirit of God guided their hands as to what to write, and the manner in which to write it. You know, if you look at the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you have four writers there. And someone once said that these four writers, it's like a great composition, that in and of themselves they are complete. If you read the book of Matthew, you have a very complete revelation of the line of Christ as it relates to the throne of David. And yet, it is a wonderful composition of the life of the Lord Jesus, the purposes of God, when you are able to put Matthew together with Mark, and Mark with Luke, and Luke with John. So similarly, in the Old Testament, we have the book of the Kings, we have the book of the Chronicles. And I think we mentioned earlier that in the book of Kings, we have really the historical revelation of the acts of the kings. Very historical, if you would. It includes so much of the failure. But when you look at the books of the Chronicles, very much the failure, the shortcomings of the line of Judah for which David is connected with, God seeks to cover that because he's seeking really there to bring out some really wonderful so that we might be more occupied with the spiritual benefit than seeing the failures which we so readily see with even within ourselves. So these other books are books that outline the history, but they simply were not what God had intended to be included in the inspired word.
Okay, I think we'll move on because we have quite a few questions. How do we discern God's direction for our life? Is there a specific direction we look for or a specific state of mind to be in to choose the right direction?